Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent Breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 361, Red Sparrow, not Black Widow. No. Well, we can say it right. We don't have to be like,
oh, sorry, I'm sick. So it's just the one.
No, I mean, we don't have to say,
oh, okay.
Red Sparrow. See, it sounds silly. Sounds
in a world.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure the trailer for Death Wish was
What?
Well, I thought we were out of...
Yeah.
I'm sure the trailer for Death Wish was like, coming soon to a theater in a world.
I think they even did a Grindhouse-style trailer for that.
Yeah.
I think it's out there. Yeah.
I love those old trailers. I will just say I love going back and watching the 80s trailers and even the 90s trailers with the trailer guy. And just the way that they're set up to where when you know the trailer guy's talking and then they're just so gritty. Everything trailers look so much more gritty than the actual movie looks. They had a trailer look. The footage just
they also didn't give away everything.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But it's like I just love those trailers where they're just like grainy and gritty.
Go watch that Die Hard trailer. Like they tell you nothing other than Bruce Willis is in a movie.
Yeah.
That's it.
Let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Shameless plugs. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. If you haven't done it yet, you're an awful human being.
Oh.
That's jeez. I'm just going to put it out there.
That's legit.
I'm on front straight. You are what's wrong with America. So there.
I always thought it was those people that don't put the carts in the cart return.
Those guys are terrible.
I mean, I feel like that's one of the lowest.
If you were to create a Venn diagram.
Okay.
There's a lot of crossover.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
earlier in the weekend, I was at a store, and these two adults, they have a kid. That's fine. But the mom's holding the kid. The dad is not. Maybe he has one bag in his hand. They're walking with their cart, and there's a cart return to their right, and I'm walking behind with my cart, and they leave the cart on like the stoop of the front of the store without pushing it 2 feet to the right. And I'm like, okay, if you had your hands full and you're juggling a screaming kid, I can kind of understand being like, I just can't or whatever. And
you know what I would do?
What's that?
I would take the cart. Like I would make sure they see me take their cart and put it where it was supposed to go.
I'm just like, those are the scum of the universe. Why can they not put the cart in the...
And I can also promise you, they've never left a review for us at iTunes.
That's also true. That's fair. That's fair.
Fair analysis.
So,
yeah, I didn't think about that.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
I can't.
You can't.
I can't do it.
You can't do it.
Can't do
so,
it.
So there. You don't want to be like those people.
No.
So anyway, I guess there's all that. Got all the house cleaning out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's dig into Red Sparrow, shall we?
Oh,
I was really excited for this movie. Yeah,
you're like, really excited when you saw this movie.
I didn't mind it. I think calling it a mediocre thriller, that's fair. That's about what it was.
I think the only redeeming quality of this movie is what it does at the very, very, very end.
I would agree.
And up till then, I like just had nothing but disdain for this film.
I wouldn't
film.
Say See, disdain. I was
so
bored.
It's a very slow movie. Yeah. I will say, but I like movies with the twists and turns, and is this person turning on this person? Is this a double agent kind of thing? Like, I was into this movie. There were times where it was a little slow, I will admit.
I never thought she wasn't on the dude's side.
What's his name? I didn't know. Joel
Edgerton. I didn't know how it was going to play out with the whole... I just mean that there's so much like double... I'm playing you, And I thought it was interesting. I will say I did enjoy this movie. It's not my favorite thing ever, but like I had no disdain for it. I saw it and I was like, it wasn't perfect, but I'm like, okay, I'm into it. Like,
yeah, I think if it had been a different group, a different cast... I would have hated it.
Jennifer Lawrence is so damn good.
That's the thing.
She is so good.
This Russian accent.
Russian accent was not good.
Not good.
I didn't mind it, but I just mean as an actor, actress, she is just so good. I meant with her facial expressions, her body language, aside from the accent thing, just her acting like that, I'm just like, damn, she's good. Every time I saw her just being emotional just with her facial expressions, I just remember like, I've liked her for a long time, especially in the David O. Russell stuff. Yeah. Like, she's an excellent actor.
Did she win 2 Academy Awards, or did she just win 1 and nominated? She definitely won for Silver Linings.
I thought it was just
playbook.
1.
I think she was nominated for the Ozark movie.
Oh, okay.
I think she was nominated for that, too.
She was nominated. What was the one where she's the wife? The David O. Russell
American
movie.
Hustle?
Yeah, she was nominated for that.
Yeah.
Was she? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she won for Silver Linings. Yeah. She won for Winter's Bone? No.
No.
I think that's where she was. I think that was her first.
That was where I first saw her. That was where she hit the scene.
Okay.
Well, no, actually, she had been on, she had been on a very successful sitcom.
She was. What
she
was that?
She was on the Bill Engvall show on
WTBS.
Yeah,
she was the daughter.
But it ran for like 5 or 6 seasons or something. Yeah.
I've never seen the
No,
the
I mean, nor should you have. But,
yeah, okay. Yeah.
But like everybody was like, are you kidding me? This is.
But I mean, with Winter's Bone, though, that's where people were like.
Yeah, that was where people
Jennifer
were like,
Lawrence,
she's
like,
not the girl from the Bill Engvall show.
Okay, no, yeah, I had never heard that.
She's the girl from everything else.
But so anyway, so she's been incredible, and it's like, she's younger than I am. So I just, it makes me feel so good that like, she's going to be around, and she's acting her ass off in her 20s. Like, she's amazing. So I love seeing her on screen. I mean, okay, Mother, we did not like it.
She wasn't the problem.
She is incredible in that movie.
What about Joy?
I just hate that movie. I'm not saying that I don't think she was the problem with that movie, but like, but my point is like, Mother, we did not like it, but damn, if she could not act her ass off.
She was kind of the problem with this one.
The Russian accent was a problem.
I didn't like the Russian accent. I didn't buy her as a ballerina.
That didn't bother me. I could go along with that.
Was that a body double? Because that ballerina was dancing.
Yeah, I think it was.
I mean, there's no way she knew how to do ballet like that. If she did, I wanted to research and just didn't have time today because I just saw it a few hours ago.
I think
because
that is such a small part of the movie, it didn't bother me. Yeah.
But I'm like, that ballerina is ballerina-ing. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
is that what you call it?
I believe they're called ballets.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
They are called ballets.
Yeah, I think the dancers are called ballets.
Yeah.
Like valets.
Like valets.
Yeah.
It's a callback.
So that really pays to listen to every episode.
Yeah.
But jokes get funnier.
So, yeah, I don't know. I like the kind of espionage, double agent type stuff. And I was into it, and I dig Jennifer Lawrence. As a side note, she looks great in this movie.
Always looks great.
Yeah,
like that's a,
sure. But yeah. I mean, but like she must have done some ridiculous. She does always look great, and especially like American Hustle. I mean, she looks fantastic all the time. But she got into like
she
athlete.
She got into fighting.
She looks like athlete.
She got into Marvel movie shape.
Like to do this movie because I've never seen her look like this before. She dedicated
not Fox Marvel movie.
No, like
MCU.
Yeah,
the real
MCU,
ones.
The good stuff.
Yeah,
but right. for this role,
fair. She is in the Fox stuff. Isn't
she?
Yeah,
but you know how much time and dedication that takes. Like she prepared for this role.
Oh,
she
for sure.
Clearly for months.
I heard that for months she was on a diet of nothing but babies.
just babies,
not her own.
No,
that would be gross.
She would find orphan babies.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting that I'm just thinking Black Swan, ballerina, Darren Aronofsky, Mother, ballerina, Jennifer Lawrence in this one. Like, there's just some weird Kevin Bacon.
Thing. They're not a thing anymore.
No, right. I know. Oh, I know. Yeah.
I think Mother put the kibosh on that.
Yeah.
God, I would hope not.
I think it did. Working together like that?
Oh, not that it was a failure.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no, no.
No,
no.
I was like, wow, that would be really awful.
Like, she's like, look what you almost did to my career. Right.
Oh, no. People love that movie. The film community.
There are people that love that movie.
Yeah.
Not many, but there are people. Well, I mean, nobody saw it.
Nobody saw it.
There are certainly people that love that movie, but I think there are more people that hate that movie.
No, I'm saying the film community.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
the people audience, that want to show you how smart they are.
Right.
Yeah. So I just mean it critically. So like, I feel like as an artist, I mean, she doesn't need the money. Like, I mean, she's making plenty. So if it's commercial.
But like, what do you think she commands? Honestly, like if you want Jennifer Lawrence.
Four of those, five of those X-Men movies.
Oh, that's
true. Has made.
Is she going to be in the
X-Men? And I think now she has a new attitude. Like for a while, she was just like, I'm happy to be working and this is a lot of money and
she's
I'm good.
Like, mother, you're going to pay me.
And I think now, like with the gender pay gap that, you know, that she's just like, oh, I wasn't getting paid as much because I was just like, man, millions of dollars. Like, well, that's plenty. I don't need to make 10 when I'm making 7. Like, that's fine. And then she found out that a lot of the men were making more. And so now she's like, you know what? F you pay me.
Right. I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
But also, it's like she's got clout, right? So did you see how many times she was nominated or how many times she
won? It was 4. We got them all.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she was nominated 4 and won 1.
If you're in a David O. Russell movie, you get nominated. That's kind of the law.
But in all fairness, like both of those performances were out of
this
world.
She got nominated for Joy?
She did.
Yikes. I guess you weren't wrong.
Yeah. No, and I mean, I've already said it. She's amazing, and I'm not saying I just meant, you know, this is David O. Russell. Like every movie he made, including Joy,
he had those two back-to-back, Silver Linings and American Hustle.
Yeah. Yeah, those movies are so good.
That De Niro cameo in American Hustle. And I was like, give me that De Niro again.
Yeah.
Won't we see him soon?
We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see.
I mean, like, is it going to live
up? Is it going to be?
That's the question.
Can it live up?
That, no.
Yeah.
So she's a ballerina, and she's like the prima ballerina.
She's like the next, and apparently, I guess that's a huge thing in Russia. Is that a big thing?
Well,
in
the ballet. I mean, the ballet is very big.
It's a big thing.
She's in the Bolshoi Ballet.
Yeah,
which is
I don't know what that means.
They're like the Harlem Globetrotters of the ballet. Oh. They're just the biggest thing ever.
Okay. Yeah. I know that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like...
Kevin's like, you're understating.
I mean, that's the big thing. But like, so...
But yeah, like that's the gold standard. Yeah,
got
like
it.
That
okay.
is the...
And she's the lead in this.
It's like playing Carnegie Hall or something. You know, I mean, that's the whatever. So she is, you know, doing this ballet and her partner drops her.
No.
He
jumps and misses and breaks her leg.
Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty gross.
It was pretty gross.
Ooh, and then you see the leg bending.
Yeah. I was like, did Eli Roth direct this one too?
And also, like, there was so we should say that we know that her uncle is like one of the top dogs in the Russian government.
Yeah.
I guess.
The state.
The state. Spy, the Russian spy
right.
stuff.
The spy who loved me.
They don't call it KGB anymore, I don't think.
They don't?
Probably not.
Nah, probably not.
Yeah.
So like we are introduced to those folks, but so we see her partner.
And
like,
if they do, don't tell us. We don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah. Like
it's not like they're gonna run this country at any point anyway.
Yeah.
her partner like leaps in the air and lands directly on her leg and snaps it in half. You see the snap. You see the bone come out, and you're just like, ooh. And Amelia is like, well, that was on purpose.
Did you see? I didn't pick up on that.
Absolutely. I think if you're in this ballet, don't make a mistake like that.
And I also thought, like, if that was a kind of, had any degree of potentiality, like, it would happen a lot more.
Right.
Like, we'd hear about it a lot.
About people.
Like, every couple years, there'd be, like, another, like, another male ballerina missed and broke some lady's leg.
Yeah.
Like, it would be a thing.
It's like when the Tigers were attacking Siegfried and Roy. Like, oh, they got it again.
Right.
Oh, this time he ate his head.
Yeah. So the problem is that after getting out of the hospital, she's walking with a cane. They've replaced her at the ballet. She has to pay the bills for not only the apartment, but her mom has some medical issues.
Yeah, the ballet company was paying for the apartment. They were paying for the mom's caregiver, who the mom actually is in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. She plays Harriet Wenger at the very end of the movie.
But the uncle comes by and is like, how long you think that's going to last?
Right. That's
Let me know if you know what I do, or, you know, come talk to me. I want to help you.
Right.
And he slides her an envelope, and, you know, envelope means pick.
He also says not everything.
Good.
Well, he goes, not everything's an accident.
Yeah.
And in the envelope, there's pictures of the dude from the ballet, and then
the replacement,
like the understudy, I guess, for her.
Yeah.
What do they call that? What's the gal that
the
like,
understudy?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, maybe there's a ballet term. But
I mean, like, as an actress, there's always like a backup actress.
Yeah, an understudy. Yeah, an actress, it would be an understudy. I don't know if ballet has a different name. If they do, it's kind of like the KGB. We don't care. Don't tell us.
So it was a setup, and there's like a tape of her saying, you know,
there's an
good,
audio recorder.
Like, don't worry about it.
What we've done is,
and she's been jealous because she could never get a role, and so she Tanya Harding.
She does. Yeah. Well, has her.
Wow. This was like, I didn't. I don't watch the trailers, of course, and so I knew this was going to be some kind of a spy or like a whatever type of thing, and I was like,
the spy who effed me?
Yeah. So I was like, okay, is she already a badass and she's undercover as a ballerina? I'm like, I didn't know how it was going to play out. But it's like in this first scene, before she gets into any crazy Russian government stuff, she apparently has this terrible temper. And when she finds this out, she goes with her cane into the steam room.
I dug this scene a lot.
And she just, I mean, I thought she killed them both.
I thought she killed them both.
Yeah, I thought they're both dead. She
deserved it.
We should say that like she goes to watch them practice. They go into the steam room and these two are banging each
other.
They're
doing it.
And she takes her cane and just beats the bejesus out of both of them.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, yeah, we're done. And then walks out.
Yeah.
So when she gets back home, it's on the news that they were attacked and her mom is like collapsed in the bathroom. And she's like, they pulled the caregiver. And she was just, Jennifer Lawrence at the point is like, fine.
She's got to go see the uncle.
So she goes to see the uncle, and the uncle
is her dad's brother.
Right. The uncle kind of says, he's like, be here at this time, and you're going to get trained to be a. I don't think
no,
they call it
the first operation. It's so.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
the first
right.
thing he does,
to
all you need to do is this one thing. And she like is hesitant. She doesn't really want to get into this crazy stuff, but he's like, this guy liked you. He was at the ballet.
You have to play into his, you know, what he likes.
Yeah,
and then all you have to do is get him to talk to you, get him up to the room, and switch his
phone. Swap his phone.
That's all you got to do. Yeah. And she was just like, that seems fair enough.
Yeah.
And I do like, her scar is gnarly. Like, I that was a pretty cool looking scar.
Yeah.
So she goes to the hotel. She works her magic.
Yep.
She immediately gives him exactly the kind, like, he says he likes broken things. He likes to be able to be the hero in his own mind, like, to save this girl. So they go up to his room and he immediately attacks her.
Yeah.
Like he's going after her. He has her strip and she strips. And of course
he's Harvey Weinstein and up the joint.
He definitely like without wearing a bathrobe.
Right.
Like, yeah. So I,
pretty uncomfortable.
One of the things I've always found weird in movies, right, is the ability to tear off a woman's to tear them off.
You don't
problems.
Know how to do that?
Nope.
Yeah.
Never done that in my life. Also, I've also been yelled at, like, don't tear those.
Well, yeah, because they're like $30 each. Yeah.
But I was just like, oh, geez.
That's a movie thing for sure.
It has to, like, I feel like there's Velcro on one side.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
No, he's not, like, risking, like cutting them or something.
No,
like, you know,
just
like,
tearing them off. Yeah. Like, that's not a thing. So he rapes
her.
This was hard. Like, this was
hard to watch.
You see.
Difficult.
Difficult.
Thank you, Tom.
It was
thank
difficult.
You. Yeah, it's difficult to watch.
She sees that the window's open.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this guy with a motorcycle helmet is standing over this
right.
guy and fiber wires
and
him.
Uses a karat, is what it is, like with the fiber wire and
yeah.
just kills him.
Yeah.
And she's like,
I mean,
blood
this,
everywhere.
This was an Eli Roth right here.
Yeah.
I mean, you see it. They don't pull away. You see it cut into the throat
yep.
and blood is dripping on her face. Like,
yeah,
it
face
was
in her chest
insane.
And she's covered in blood. And like the
face, neck, and chest.
Face. Yeah, that's right. Shout out to Kevin Smith. Hope you're feeling better. I know you listen to this podcast. So.
Oh, yeah. He's a big
fan.
Hey,
Kev.
Huge fan. Huge fan.
Glad you're doing well.
Glad
Kev.
You're doing well. So, man, that was scary.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I was like, oh, God.
Same way. I was just telling a couple people the other day that, you know, because he's not that old. And, like,
he's not. I don't think he's 50.
Yeah, I mean, he's not that old at all. And so I always imagine, I mean,
he's
my
age.
40.
No, he's my age. We're like born like a month
apart.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's in his 40s and I grew up with all this stuff and I have never imagined a world without Kevin Smith. Like I'm used to listening to all his podcasts and everything and like, you know, okay, if in 30, 40, 50, whatever, you know, I don't want
there's
to
gonna
happen.
There's going
to
come a time when
there's
going to
obviously
be, that,
be a time,
right?
But when that happened, it was like, oh my gosh, like we almost lost.
I was working that night and like it just happened to pop up on my Instagram feed and I was just like, wait, like it was his post and I was like, what happened? And
that's
it was terrifying.
Song. I'm glad he's 100%
all right. Blockage. That's insane. So they whisk her away and they realize that she realizes she's effed.
Yeah. Like, so she knows too much now. They've taken out this diplomat businessman guy.
Right. And she's the only witness to it. The other guy is like a
well,
bad,
that
he's
guy,
a bad, he's a
yeah.
bad dude. Like it's, that's a given. So they pretty much con her into going to Red Sparrow to Red Sparrow School. I don't know what else to call it.
It's called like State School 4
right,
or something
whatever.
Like that. So but the uncle says, you have two choices. He says, you know what I do. And she's like, I can't believe you got me into this. And he's like, you know. And so
they sent her to, it's called Humpwarts.
Well, even the other girl that is a graduate calls it like whore school.
Yeah.
She said,
she's like, you sent me to whore school. Right. That's what she says later.
So he says, you have two options. And he's like, I can only protect you so much. You have a certain set of skills, and you're perfect for this line of work.
You're smoking hot, and you're a raging bitch.
You're perfect.
Those are your skills.
Yeah. And he's like, or you're also the only person that knows what happens. So make your choice.
You choose.
So she goes to Humpwarts.
And your mom has a CPDS.
Is that what it is?
Cinematic plot device syndrome.
Perfect. That's exactly what I thought it was. Yeah, yeah. The nondescript disease that doesn't...
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
So we should say that while this is going on, Joel Edgerton is a CIA agent in Russia as
Another
well.
Actor who's always so good. Joel
always
Edgerton
good.
Is awesome.
Yeah, I like that guy
Uncle
a lot.
Uncle Owen, I'm glad that you've made it.
You turned that... He hadn't done anything before that, so he was
first time
to...
I ever saw him was Uncle Owen in episode one. That's the only
that's
time.
True. No. Episode three. Was he in episode one?
I don't know. Maybe it was
he
three.
He would have been
I
episode three because they dropped off the baby to Uncle Owen.
Oh, do they? Okay, fine. Yeah, just the young Uncle Owen. That was Joel Edgerton. And, I mean, he's just so good in everything. It's like he's always
He's also
on.
A good director.
Yeah, what did he direct? I can't remember.
Ghost Story, I think, or It Comes at Night, maybe? Maybe It Comes
did
at Night.
Did he direct It Comes at Night?
I think so.
Because I know he started.
That's what they almost called this.
Oh. Well, no, because they're like, but it's not just at night. So.
Yeah, right. And the afternoon.
That's why they didn't call it that. Yeah.
So he's doing he has a mole in the Russian government, and he's doing like a...
Luckily, it was a benign.
Mole, 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 mole.
I just want to cut it off and make
guacamole. Guacamole. I just watched that the other day.
Is that Ben Savage or Fred?
Fred.
Where he's just like, you know what? Just get him out of the
way. It's the Wonder Years kid. Yeah. I just watched that movie the other day. It had been a long time. It's a very funny movie.
One?
It's the third one.
Yeah, the third one's
It's a
bad.
Very I funny like movie. One. And Michael Caine is his dad, the perfect dad for Austin Powers. Like, because I was like, oh, it's going to be real stupid. I haven't seen this in a long time. And I'm like, this was a very quotable movie.
Oh,
I remember
my
in
God,
high school,
yeah.
Gold member, you know, with all the, you know, smoking a pancake, bonging a blitz, you know, and just all the lines, mold, the mold. Yeah, it's like, this movie's super quotable. So if you haven't seen Gold member in a while, it's
like
very
it.
Funny.
Is that
movie.
The one, which one? Is that the one with Beyonce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Is the second one with Heather Graham?
Yes. And then the first one was
Elizabeth Hurley.
Yes.
Not,
Who
like
might have had a crush on her?
Might have. Yeah. I don't know what Hugh Grant was thinking. Like
what an idiot.
Who
knows what any of those guys are thinking that do weird stuff that I've smoked.
Was it Jude Law? Was it Jude Law that was shacked up with Sienna Miller?
And they
was,
all
like,
banging the nanny or something.
So
you
stupid.
Idiot.
So
So he's doing a drop, like an information drop. All of a sudden, there's a cop car that pulls up, and Joel Edgerton thinking, like, I don't want them to pick him up because it'll ruin everything. So he pulls his gun and fires.
He's been his
like,
asset for 3 years.
He fires into the air or whatever, and the cops go after him.
And this guy's also been helping the United States, so he does not want him killed in prison because that's what
him.
These guys, the bad guys kill people. Like,
right, yeah, it's
like
the
they're not, like, they are not worried about it. So he's like, I don't want this guy that's been helping me for 3 years and been trusting me and all this, I don't want him to be taken in.
Right.
So and come to find out that it would have been okay, but he didn't know that.
No, he had no idea. Yeah. He reacted. He didn't know they were vice cops. Yeah. He didn't know they were just looking for a drug deal.
Yeah.
Like he just did what he had to do.
Right.
So he goes back to the States. And they're just like, dude,
you're
done. Like, you're not going overseas anymore. And he's just like, look, man, I'm telling you, like, he's not going to talk to anybody else. He's only going to talk to me. You can do what you got to do, but this is the way it's going to work. And I don't know who that other guy. I've seen that other guy.
Yeah, his partner that goes with him.
Yeah, who I
like. We totally know that guy.
Like, I like that guy a lot.
We know that guy. I'll look it up while we're talking. But we do know that guy. He's a character actor that has been in stuff.
Right. So we go back to Russia, and we're going through Horwitz. Yeah. And
who is that actress?
So she was on the second season of Broadchurch. That's what I know her from. She was the prosecutor on that show.
Okay, just because I just saw it, you know, a few hours ago, and I didn't have time to totally.
But
do
I think
research.
She's like, there's a lot of these actors.
Yeah, she's Charlotte Rampling.
Should I know who that is?
Yeah, she's been in a ton of stuff.
I'm sure she has.
But I was like, who is that actress? But she is like, she puts these people
it's
through.
Weird. She's also like kind of nice. Huh. But flips that switch.
Yeah,
like you know what I mean. Like
she's manipulative,
women.
Just like
I know, right?
Just like they're supposed to be. Like she'll be your friend if she needs to be, right. But she is
which is
down
what they're training
to business,
them to do.
Right, right, right. So she goes to the school, and they're basically the whole point is to teach these sparrows. Their main mission is to manipulate the people sexually. So
right.
It's only the beautiful people. Charlotte Rampling says, "You're here because you're beautiful."
But what
about
the girl that was next to him? Like, that girl was so mousy.
Yeah, that didn't do it for me, but who knows. Maybe
but
it was a weird bull haircut or something. That
yeah, I guess they brought her, like, she could play a girl or a boy,
yeah.
Which they kind of referenced.
So, yeah. But, yeah, so, I mean, they run them
well,
through.
Well, I think they also kind of reference it. Everybody, you never know who you're going to be up against and what their thing is.
I guess that's
is,
true. That's true,
know?
Yeah.
So but they need it all time.
I agree. Like, this is where the movie, I really just started to hate the movie.
Interesting.
You
this
hated
point.
This training?
Well, one, I know this is based on a book that was very well received.
Oh, trilogy.
Did they end up making three of them?
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
And they say that it goes pretty in depth about how spies work, and it's supposed to be fairly accurate. I would love to know if this stuff is really in the book, because I don't accept the premise that like basically anyone they interact with they can get horny and blackmail. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I guess
but
if
that's
it's,
their
if it's
job.
Jennifer
it's
Lawrence.
Only hot people because they're... I mean, that's the whole premise of this.
I get it. And that's why I just said I don't accept the premise. I don't accept the premise that, like, you can just send... you can teach a hot person some manipulation tricks and they can get anybody in the world to have sex with them. I just don't believe it.
But their targets already would have sex with them. They're just... I don't feel like
but
they...
But then for it to work, you have to bank on the... For that to be effective, then you have to say that anyone that has information is someone that would go down that road with
them. I just think these type of agents only...
I think so the way I interpret it is these sparrows will clue into what you want,
right?
And then they will use that to extract, like, they'll get your trust and then they'll use that tactic to extract whatever information.
I guess the fact that they sent, like, if it was they're willing to have sex,
yeah,
to get it, like,
I don't think it's the sex part. I think it's the fact that
they
are
like, and but like
the one guy only wanted a daughter in the example, remember? Like,
right.
Like, they're giving different examples of what people could want.
That's the only non-sexual example
true.
They give.
That
and it's coded as it's like they make you think it's sexual and then
right.
They're like, ah. But like anybody they bring into class for their little things, it's always like, you know, blow this dude,
right.
Have sex with this person right in front of us. Everything is about like you need to have sex with these people to achieve your goal. And I just
I didn't interpret.
I mean, she even calls it whore school.
Yeah,
like,
but
these agents, I just feel like they're only sending these agents when in situations where that is effective. Like, I didn't
I
feel
don't
like
think
these are the only.
What I think they're not there to have, like, the sex is a thing. Like, that is a thing that they will get to.
Right.
But
I'm sure that there are people they send out who, if that's what they need to do, they'll do it.
Right.
I have no doubt about that. That's a potentiality. But, like, you never see them teach them anything else.
That is true.
Like that's the only thing you ever see them get taught.
But she was there for a while, so...
But you never see the other stuff.
The only stuff they do show you is the sex stuff.
I'm just guessing that that's because those are Jennifer Lawrence's skills, and she's going to use them, so that's the part.
But she's not in a class by herself. Like, there's like 30 other people
right.
in the room that are teaching the same stuff.
Well, right, yeah. They're all sparrows.
Right.
But
she needs to know how to do other things. And you never see them teach them that.
But you see it. It's so weird. You should say that because you do see stuff in the background. Like, you see them shooting at a firing range. You see them like running, like, you know, training. But that's true. The only thing they do show us is them boning. Sorry, I tried to stop myself.
Yeah. And so it's like
I just think that's only relevant for, I mean, the 2-hour movie.
And I think that's what really turns me off about this movie, because I feel like it's trying to have it both ways.
Right.
It's like, isn't this awful? And also, isn't it hot?
Right.
And it's like, no, it's not hot.
It's not hot.
Yeah, no, it definitely was not. There is one sex scene in this movie
that was hot.
Because there's one sex scene in the movie that's consensual.
No, there's two.
Okay, but with the same...
Right.
You know.
That's true.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I wasn't counting the people in the steam room that got their ass canned to them. Like, but you're right. That's true. Yeah.
I never took...
It was hot, literally, because it was steam.
It was.
I mean, it's a very uncomfortable... Anytime that Jennifer Lawrence is in the school and there's nudity involved, which Jennifer Lawrence bears it all that you can bear in a rated R movie.
Nope,
I mean,
not all of it.
No, you can actually show the down there.
Yeah, they don't show that.
You've seen another R-rated
movies.
They
showed a dude's. They showed a dude's junk.
Yeah, I know, but
they don't show hers.
They've shown female genitals and rated R movies before.
Okay, but I mean,
Basic Instinct.
That's a quick.
Still happens.
Still there.
Okay.
And
Jennifer
there's lots
Lawrence.
Of movies where you see like the pubic area with hair.
What was the one? What was the one with oh dang it, with Rosario Dawson?
Let me just say, Jennifer.
Clerks 2.
It was not Clerks 2.
Oh.
Jennifer Lawrence bears a lot. We'll just put
she
it
does.
That way.
And they,
what I'm saying is that
certain...
she shows more than we've ever seen. Like she
yes.
is very comfortable
and
with showing.
And in a lingering shot.
Yes. Like, I mean, she is just there.
Right. It's
naked.
It's not like
Affleck's wiener in Gone Girl.
Right. Yeah. It's not a quick glimpse. It's like you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she, again, she obviously worked out very hard. She knew what was being demanded of this role. And so like she is in top notch, like athletic
yeah.
shape.
She's in MCU shape.
Yeah.
Like that's I mean, yeah. and we keep saying that, but this is a Black Widow movie. Like the Black Widow, her backstory is she was raised in this assassin school. She was trained in the Red Room, and she went on to be the Black Widow. And
from Fifty Shades of Grey?
No.
Oh.
But that's her story.
Yeah, it's crazy that it's
the
like,
timing of this is very interesting.
It is just crazy. I feel like they were like, oh yeah, they're really thinking of doing this Black Widow movie. We need to get this Red Sparrow movie
made.
Out.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, so she
graduates from horror school.
Well, is that like the two scenes in question is like she gets raped again. Well, she almost gets raped, and then she beats the bejesus out of that guy.
She knows how to handle herself, and even though she knows that like her life depends on her doing this stuff, it's like she is not just willing to do whatever. Like she
right.
she gives it, I mean, everything she has to defend herself and doesn't just give in.
She
and
snaps off like the handle.
A Kit Kat bar?
Break me off a piece of that. Not yeah. snap off. I'm sorry. But yeah, she snaps off like a handle
for the
shower
crap
and just beats the crap out of it.
Which
was
awesome.
And luckily, cooler heads prevailed. They almost called the movie Red Snapper.
I'm glad they did not
yeah.
do that. That would have
been
super awkward.
God, that guy was such a creep dog.
Oh,
like,
yeah, totally.
Man,
and then she totally puts him in his place where like...
This was great. And
I liked this scene a lot.
And I loved it because it goes into the entire thing they were teaching, and it's like, you know, what does this person want? What does this person want? And you think that he wants sex.
No.
But he doesn't. He wants power.
Well, because she's smarter than he is.
When he can't control her because he says, you do this. And she's like, no, you do this.
Right.
And then he can't even get it up because
right.
it's not him
when
in control.
When she's like, you know, degrading him in
yeah.
front of everybody.
That was a fantastic scene.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And it was weird how the gal was just like, yeah, you did it wrong. And she was like, but no, she didn't. Like, she just didn't give him what he wanted.
Right.
She
knew
called him out.
She knew exactly what she needed to do.
Right.
She just did the opposite so she didn't have to have sex with
right.
him. So
yeah.
she made her point. I know what to do.
Right. I'm just not going
to
let him
do
it. But
I'm not going to do that to prove it to you. I'll prove it to you in another way.
Right.
But speaking of Jeremy Irons,
hey,
so
he's another
Russian agent. Yeah, he's kind of at the head of this organization or
right.
somewhere high up. And so he needs this operative to find out who Joel Edgerton's... Yeah, who the mole is. And so he's like, she's perfect for it. She has the skills. Let's send her. And then so she gets, that's kind of her graduation there
right.
because he immediately
goes to
sends
Belfast
her.
And
yeah.
So what happens is back in the United States.
It's Budapest.
Yeah, back in the United States, they're just like, they call Edgerton back in. They're like, he won't talk to anybody. And he's just
it's like 8 months later.
Yeah,
and he's like, yeah, I told you 8 months ago.
He's like, so you need to go to Budapest. And
Budapest.
Like, Budapest. And like convince him to talk to me. And he was like, I'll try.
He's like, he's going to talk to me.
Yeah, he'll talk, but he'll talk to me. Yeah. So this is where we get
I'm
going to
go swim a lot.
Yeah. In tiny, like tiny shorts.
Yeah. You've been in Europe too long, buddy.
Right. Those are the, like, what's
in good shape. I mean,
that's fine.
It's not like he's got a big, at least he doesn't have like a big gut. You know, it's like the big guys wearing the Speedos.
Right.
That you, it's like, oh,
it's almost,
you don't
it's
belong
the scene
in
Casino Royale, like when Daniel Craig
walks out
of the water and is like, Jesus.
And his boy shorts.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen a man
did
wear.
You, did you house? Stuff those? Because yeah. holy guacamole. So she starts to like realize they're like, he likes blondes and he like, you know, he's. They're giving her information as to what he likes.
I mean, Joel Edgerton's always great. Jennifer Lawrence is always great. I like their back and forth because you're not quite sure how this is going to play out. I mean, I figured that they were going to work nicely, but still, I like them
he's
getting
also,
know each other.
He's also not dumb. Like, he's one step ahead of her,
too. Well, this is what I like, is that he's like, oh, you look good as a blonde or whatever, because he saw her tailing him.
Right, he's like,
as a brunette.
Weren't you on the train? She's like, no.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah, it's nice that he's, like, instantly onto her.
Yeah. Right.
He's cool.
And so he, like, takes her ID, and he realizes who she is. So while
a real identity.
While she's working, which was, like, she... So that's the thing, is, like, she did that on purpose.
Yeah, because I'm like, why would she? If she's undercover, why would she put a real...
Because she was playing him from the get as well. So it was just like this back and forth.
Yeah,
and
that's what
I
like, because she's playing him, because at first she is trying to do the Russian stuff.
Right.
Then she likes him and realizes the Russians are terrible. So now she's double crossing.
Yeah, she's
and
triple crossing.
Yeah, it's
there's lots of crossing.
Yeah, but then it looks like she's triple crossing,
right.
But she's actually quadruple crossing.
Yes, it's a big cross. Yeah. All
so
kinds.
I don't
of crossing.
Know. I enjoy movies like this, and while it was slow at some points, I'm like, I dug the back and forth and then man, that creepy uncle where the whole time you're like. You know he has the hots for her.
Well, it's also, like, there were moments where I was like, does he want to bang her?
Totally. Yeah.
And then they get to the scene where, like, she's messing with him hardcore.
And it's his brother's daughter. So,
right, it's
like,
his niece.
That's, yeah. I know, but I just mean by blood. Like, it's his brother's, his blood brother's
right.
daughter. Like,
right.
that's, it's not like, you know, oh, you're adopted, which I'm not saying is great, but still, it's like, okay, we're not related.
Not as bad.
But it's like, no, dude, that is
like,
your
it's
legit,
your, it's your,
like,
it's yours first
that's gross.
Generation
that's
niece.
Super creepy.
Yeah.
But she manipulates him with the things she's learned. So, like, I do like how it comes back around, and in the end, she even feeds him the line.
Right.
Because in the beginning, he says that you're like me, like, you're going to be good for this job because
you're
just like me. And at the end, she's like, I'm just like aren't I?
Like
you know, and it's cool how it comes back around to that.
Right. So, yeah, so he's in Budapest, and she ends up getting placed there as, like, a teacher, of, like,
a,
I don't remember what she...
Oh, a translator.
A translator.
For the embassy.
Right, right. So then they start...
He's like, I haven't
like,
seen
they,
you at the embassy.
Kind of, they're kind of, like, you know, circling each other a little bit, and, like, she plays it off, and he plays it off.
Yeah.
And then we realize that, like, the gal who's her flatmate is also working, so she's working... What's that gal's name?
Weeds, Mary Louise Parker.
Mary Louise Parker. Yeah. Where I was just like, oh, all right. Yeah. Like, there's Mary Louise Parker. So
she's been working her and being intimate with her. And
trying to get,
and
like, launched, like, nuke codes or
something like that on floppy disks.
On floppy disks.
I thought that was a very odd choice.
So, like, is it because they're so low tech that they can't be?
I was kind of thinking that people, like, not a lot of people would even be able to play those. Like, computers do not have disk drives and have not for a decade, right?
Right.
So, like, even to get a disk drive, like.
I took it as, like, it was so low tech. That it was high tech,
like you can't steal it,
right?
You can't, like
you can't copy
like
it.
Like
you
use like a mobile phone
from
1998.
The, like, exactly,
it won't have GPS.
It won't have any of that. That's kind of the way
that
I
must
took
be
it.
Why. But when I saw floppy disk at first, when
they really,
start this plan with the drawer, I'm like, are those floppy? And then they pulls them out like those were floppy.
Those
disks.
Those are absolutely floppy disks.
Yeah,
that hold like a
1.44 megabytes.
Well, there we go. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Like,
did
I
you
mean,
put your glasses up.
You would have needed like
Peter guy. I do know
what could have possibly been on there that would be. Important.
I have no idea.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, it was just like 45 Word documents.
Well, I mean,
so
I mean,
the way I took
text
it is like
codes don't take up any space.
Yeah.
Those were codes for things.
For whatever they need.
Launch codes or whatever. Yeah. No, I mean, you can put, tons. I mean, you can put entire books in on a floppy disk.
Right.
You know, I mean, they don't take up anything.
So let me think. Okay. So she goes to meet with, like, the detective or the chief of police, and he's super creepy to her. So she immediately
knows.
Guy.
There's
like,
a lot of creep dogs in this.
They're
the men
all
in this,
creep dogs,
the men
except
in this
for Joel
movie.
Edgerton and his partner.
And
like,
Joel Edgerton
that's
is
it.
Like a Boy Scout. I mean, he is like the best guy
ever. It's interesting
ever.
You should say that, because I did think at one point he wouldn't have made a bad Captain America.
Oh, yeah.
He would have made a pretty good Captain
America. Oh, yeah, definitely. He's good. But, we said that. But anyway, and also, I was just having flashbacks. The codes or whatever on, like, 7 floppy disks, you used to, when you installed programs or games,
like,
had to put in
extra.
7 disks. Like, I'm talking about, like, the Rocky and Bullwinkle screensaver was, like, a 7-disker. Please insert disk 7.
Right, right.
For the Rocky and Bullwinkle screensaver.
And I also think this was half of the code.
Yeah, and that was I feel like they were expecting the whole thing, and she was doing one of those like, I get the money,
right.
I'll bring you half the code, which I mean that's a smart play.
Yeah,
don't kill me and take the codes,
right,
and the
right,
money, right,
right, right.
So
she's working Joel Edgerton. Mm-hmm. Joel Edgerton has all the information on her, so they're just kind of going back and forth, and he's like, I can turn her. Like, this is not normal. Yeah. Like,
he's trying to convince
she
the
is
U.S.
not a normal agent. Yeah. Like, we can turn her. We can have an agent on the inside.
Yes, he's CIA. and he's convincing them, and they're like, but if she is a Red Sparrow, this elite group, like, she is the worst person that
we... I also like where the partner is just kind of like, you know, if she's a Sparrow, like, there's no way. Like,
a funny line.
He goes, she has to be a Sparrow because she's so far out of your league that, like, this is ridiculous. And I like the partner. Like, I thought the partner was funny.
Yeah, that was... I like that part.
Yeah. So he's working, like, he kind of... I'm trying to think. Does she get... So she tells the roommate... So she... Okay, that's what it is. So, well, the roommate's out. She goes into the roommate's dorm, like her room, and finds all the information on the assistant to the...
The chief of staff for the U.S. Senator.
So she knows she has to... Like, the brother shows up. She has to give him information. Like, she's got to give him something. And she's just like, look, she and I are both working on this
thing. She steals all the information.
Right. And the gal comes out, and she was like, are you out of your mind? Like, I've been working that case. You're not going to take that from me. And she was just like, sorry.
No, she's like, you'll get credit for it. I need more time, because she is...
She's trying to play Joel Edgerton.
Yeah. Well, she's trying to become a part of that, but the Russians need to know she's working on him.
Right.
So she's playing the Russians by working with Joel Edgerton, but she needs that time, so she had to give up that info.
The info, right.
She divulges
the fact that she's like, I'm the only
one. The one thing that... her life and her family, everything's being threatened because of this one thing she knows. She tells someone?
Well, I also, I thought that was a ploy on her part. She's like, I can take her out by giving this information.
I don't think she's the type of person. I think this, she was brought into this life against her will, and she isn't just killing people to, like, do that.
Right. So anyway, she comes back home. And
it's another... This is
this
gnarly
gal
because
is dead.
We got the torture king with his skin peeler.
Oh my god!
And it's just like slicing layer after.
Well, we
layer.
Don't see that yet. Like, we no, just no, know but, that there's layers.
But we
missing.
Do.
You see a wound on her, but you don't know what it is. Right, but there's like a perfectly like rectangular wound on her leg, and then you see it later.
Yes, you.
Yeah,
did.
And then you're like, oh, that's what happened.
That was gross.
Yeah.
So does she go? So she gets questioned by the cops. And then this is where she goes to Edgerton.
And the cops are like, you know, what do you know about this, that, and the other? And she's like,
I don't know about her,
whatever. And so they let her go. You know, okay, I'm going now. And
okay, so this is where you think. So she goes to Edgerton, and she's like, they killed her, and he's just like, you can work with us. Like, if you keep doing your thing, work with us. And she was just like,
I will protect you.
She's like, I need $250,000. You know, she keeps doing all of this money. Issue while you're watching, you're just like, because she's doing all these things, right? So she goes to Edgerton's apartment and takes a glass, where I'm just like, man, now she's setting him up for something.
Yeah.
And they take...
Oh man, I do love it when it comes around.
When it comes
to
the end, I was like, dang, that was cool.
I liked what they do here. Like,
right. So she goes to this bank, and she's going to Vienna
to open an account.
Yet? Are we there yet? So anyway, she hooks up with Edgerton. Yeah, right. and this was a scene I was like, that's pretty hot. Like, it was a good little scene.
He must just be magical, because it's like 7 seconds and she's done. I mean, that was really quick.
I thought he was done.
She was done for sure. Wow. I just thought most love scenes go on for a bit. She goes on top of him and it's like 7 seconds. She's like, and leaves.
Yeah,
he's
like,
I can explain what happened. Yeah, I can. So, in Russia, right, they don't have baseball.
So they don't know
so
any better.
So she couldn't think about
baseball?
She
couldn't think about baseball, right? And so,
okay.
You know, happens to the best of us.
That's true.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
So then he bails, right? Like, he leaves? Like, he leaves?
Well, we don't
know
where he went. Okay. We find out later, but he's gone in the morning, and he's gone for another day, and, like, no one knows. So we're thinking, like, oh,
did he get pinched?
Is he dead? Whatever.
That's right.
I thought she was going to find him dead then later. I wasn't sure where that was going. We come to find out that his contact has made
reemerged.
Yeah,
so the government knows that the contact is back out there.
Yeah.
So they're going to Vienna, and I don't know. Remember why they're going to Vienna?
Because of that Billy Joel song.
Is that why?
I'm pretty sure.
Old Vienna.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
No, those are sausages.
Those are little.
No,
ladies.
Those are chips. Old
are
Vienna
they?
Was chips.
So what are Vienna sausages?
But they're not old Vienna sausages.
Oh, you're right.
They were old. Don't eat an old
Vienna sausage.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Was this before or after he went to the Downeaster, Alexa?
I don't know. So, yeah. So she goes to Vienna, and she asked her uncle for 250 grand. because like I need this money to
get these
get everything set up.
Yeah,
she asked the Americans for $250,000
$30,000
It turns into 250, right?
30, she starts 000. With 30,
but she goes up to 250.
And then she later jacks it up. But, it, right. but at first, 30. It's 30.
That's right. So she goes to this bank in Vienna, and she like uses her skills to like talk the cute exec or the cute like banker
bank teller
to open like after hours to open these accounts. And he does, and we don't like we don't see that again.
Yeah, they have coffee. It's cute. It's
right.
A meet cute.
It's a meet cute. So then,
which is better than a meat peeler?
Also true.
Yes, much better.
Much better. So I'm trying to think. After that, what happens after that?
So they go meet with Mary Louise Parker.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So they go to
maybe the floppy disk switcheroo.
But you've also now at this point the we should say she set up her chief.
Yeah.
When a good like it, this has it's weird. It has like hints of the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo in it. A because it's in Eastern Europe and that movie was. Heart, it was in Sweden, but like
Sweden.
I'm not gonna do that every time. But like this character is kind of like Elizabeth Salander, where she's always one step ahead of everybody. So she goes to the strip joint that her boss, that this guy likes to frequent. She kind of.
Oh, this is man.
It's a good scene.
Good.
Like I like this scene.
This interaction between those two is really good.
She's
where
dressed
you think
to the
she's
nines.
Like, I do need a friend. You
this
know,
is the okay.
And then all of a sudden she starts like stroking him up on top of his pants. But then she's like, you need someone that can handle
your tiny
prick
penis.
Or whatever.
And he blasts
and
her in the face.
Beats her. Yeah. But then she's like, see that camera behind me?
I've got you dead to rights.
Yep.
This was a good scene.
Yeah. And that's where she goes to Edgerton's house because she's all busted up on the face.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so they're setting up Mary Lou. So it's her, and then I think that's how the roommate dies. Is she goes to the boss and she's like, "Do you want to find a way to get rid of her?" And the guy was like, "Yeah." And I think she tells the boss, like, they're gonna.
Yeah,
set
I had her. Trouble following that because she died so soon after. Because I thought that was really gonna come into play, but
she tells him about the meat.
Oh, about the meat!
Yeah.
I thought she told him about the. Death thing, and I'm like, well, what? That didn't really.
No,
come.
She tells him about. The
I didn't.
Meetup
okay,
in
it
Vienna.
Was the meetup. Okay, got
yeah.
it.
So Jennifer Lawrence's character tells Joel Edgerton, she's like, look, we're gonna meet here. Yeah. We're gonna.
So Edgerton and
codes.
His partner in a different room doing the security it's thing, just like
thing.
Yeah, doing the stakeout in the other room.
Right. So they're downstairs, and then here comes the police chief, and she's just
he comes
like,
out of nowhere.
What are you doing? They're gonna blow this
she's
thing.
Like,
get
oh,
up to the
you
room.
Need, I thought I could help you, and she's like, yeah, you get up there, and there they see him come on the camera, and they're like. Why is this guy here?
Right,
like, what is
right,
happening?
Right.
So, and at first, then I'm like, is there going to be a freaky three-way thing going on? Like, at first, I was just like, because this is all sexual, and I'm
right.
like, why is there another guy in there? How are they going to get out of this?
It was not good.
But no, she goes up and she copies diskettes and or
well,
she
switches
swaps
the discs.
Them. She swaps them.
Yeah,
she says she's checking them.
Right,
and then
they
down to the wire. She switches the last one, and they're like,
right.
we gotta go.
So they leave. Mary Louise Parker kind of stays behind and has like a weird scene by herself.
Well, she's supposed to stay there for an hour and she says, screw it, for lack of a better
right.
word, and just leaves before the hour. Then she's being tailed.
Right. And then
she drops the bag and
then
walks into the street.
She gets hit by a bus.
It's like the, it's like one of those like Final Destination.
It was. I was shocked. I literally was like, oh.
Katie right. jumped big time. She was like, oh my God, I did not expect her to get hit by a bus.
So now everybody's scrambling because they don't have her as a witness. They
don't have the other discs.
They don't have the other discs. And I think...
Because the U.S. was supposed to get her, and then the Russians needed the data.
That's
so
right.
So it screwed
that's
everything
right.
up, and then this is where...
They kidnap
the
her.
The torture
they
scene
her.
Happens, and it is...
It's
another,
brutal.
It is very brutal. Like some crazy water torture where she's naked, and they're just pouring water.
Oh, I thought it was a Flashdance reference. Yeah.
They're blasting like Rammstein or
yeah.
whatever. It's just like total.
That was, yeah, it's a sensory
overload. Yeah.
yeah, and then they're like they hammer nails into her hands and they take like a pillow, a very thin pillow, and
it's
take
like
a billy club
and
just beating the bejesus
oh,
out
man.
Of her.
It's rough,
and she won't give up any information.
No,
she's just like I didn't give up
she's
the
like,
American.
No,
I
did not
it.
Give.
I did
yeah.
not. I did not.
Then they, I did not.
I did not.
I did not give her up.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Uncle.
Oh, hi, Uncle. So then the gal, like, turns this monitor around, And it's the police
chief. This is good manipulation right here. This is really good.
She's like, you know, they show the same thing.
She says to him, last chance, did you do this? He says, no. Boom. Bam. Shoots him in the head.
Blows his brains out.
And then she does the same thing with her. I'm like, that's some good psychological manipulation.
And she says, no, I didn't.
But she's, she sticks to it.
I didn't do it.
And then she just takes her gun.
You might as well stick to it. You already know if you tell them what they want to hear, they're going to kill you.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, makes it, no difference.
That's pretty simple linear logic.
Right.
But it's good. I mean, she's a badass, and she plays this thing very well. I mean,
perfectly.
And again, think about it. Like, going back to Mother, where we talked about, like, of all the things in that movie we didn't like, but, like, her performance and her going through that terrible experience and everything, like in this movie being tortured and everything, you see it on her face.
Oh,
you feel it. Like, she's a wonderful actress. She is so good.
She will be in over the next. Yeah. She'll be the next Meryl Streep.
I was gonna say she's gonna be in that class.
I don't know about that
longevity.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's gonna be like.
She can't lose her. I don't feel like she can lose herself in a role the way Meryl Streep.
But when you think Meryl Streep is like one of the best actresses, Jennifer Lawrence is gonna. You already think like, wow, Jennifer Lawrence, she's good and everything, right? Like,
I think it's gonna come. I think it's gonna be Amy Adams, Jennifer Lawrence, the gal from
Saoirse.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
she's so good.
You'll see these are the gals that are going to be sticking. Who's the gal from Lupita Nyong'o? Mm. Who is the other gal from not Hidden? How was it say Hidden Figures? Taj
Mahal.
No.
Taraji P. Henson.
Yes.
Yeah. I think she's really good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
she's
we're going to see. We're
she's
gonna
good
see,
and everything. You know. Was she in the Terrence Howard movie? Is that what she was in?
What Terrence Howard movie?
You know, the hard out there for a pimp one. The
Hustle
and
Flow.
Was she in that?
She
I
may
feel
have
like
been
she.
In that.
I can't. It's been a long time. I really like that movie. But
yeah, that's a good movie.
But I feel like that's maybe where I first saw
she
her.
She may have been.
But I can't remember. It's been a while.
So she.
So the uncle comes in and is like. You need to tell us the truth.
You.
And she's like, I did not.
I did not.
Yeah. And so he's like, this is what you're going to do. And says, you're going to, you. We need to get the mole. Like,
right.
You
right.
have this guy. And so now you're thinking, okay, now, I mean, you really don't think she's going to double cross Joel Edgerton, but
no.
The Russians are thinking she's playing along. If you let me go after being tortured, like you didn't kill me. So
he'll
obviously, he'll believe me. So she is able to infiltrate.
Right.
And very shortly later, Skin Graft McGee.
So we should say that there's a scene where Jennifer Lawrence goes to her uncle's apartment and like he walks in and she's sitting there and this is where she manipulates him. Well, like I got to tell you, it was gross, but I was just like,
she's good.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, because he always kisses her on the cheeks and he obviously has this creepy hard on for her.
She leans in just close enough. She leans in. She does the Will Smith thing from Hitch. Where he's like, I go 90, you go 10.
Yeah.
So, like, she goes 90 and lets him come to her.
She kisses both cheeks and then goes straight
on. Doesn't pull away. They're right there. And he leans into her, though. Like, she doesn't lean into
him. He wants it, obviously.
He leans into
her. And we know that.
Right,
we know he's
right.
a creep dog. That's,
so, we've already got,
but then she just walks away after that little make-out session.
We suspected. But
this
is confirmation.
Right.
Yeah. Where you're like, okay, whatever happens to this guy, I'm good.
Perfect. Whatever happens is great.
Yeah.
So, she goes to Edgerton. Or does she go to...
I mean, she goes to Edgerton, and then that guy shows up pretty quickly after, because I remember it being like, oh, wow. Like she tells them that they beat me, and he's like, okay, we're going to protect you, whatnot. And then, like, the next day...
They sleep together.
Yeah.
And then he's...
He's being tortured
by
that
wakes
guy.
Up.
She wakes up to him
gone.
Being tortured.
Yeah.
And she goes into Russian mode.
Yeah.
Where she helps him tie him down.
And this was a good quadruple cross because then
this
he
was
thinks
a good,
she's playing. I mean, she thinks
the look
that,
on his face
when
she starts tying him down and the way she
but that was
looks
good.
At
she
him.
She snaps into action and starts because she knows that she has to play along.
Right.
And I, as the audience, we knew. I knew she wasn't.
I got to tell you, in the scene, I wasn't
really?
Sure.
I knew she wasn't, but I was like, she's really willing
but
to
it's good,
because she ends up torturing him.
Yeah.
She uses the meat peeler.
We don't see it though, and I almost wondered. Just in my head, I'm thinking
he was screaming.
Oh yeah,
okay.
Like that, I don't think he was in a state of mind to fake that.
Okay,
And I got to tell you, this is a really good Bourne style fight. Like I liked this fight between all of them a lot. Like
it's a
really good fight. Like
with the slashing of the Achilles tendon.
Well, like and she gets her arms up and like she's got wounds across her forearms.
Oh yeah, they all get sliced.
Yeah, it was a good.
She gets sliced in the midsection. He gets sliced in the arm and the chest. Or so, I mean, they get there.
It's
a really good bloody.
It's a really
fight
good
scene.
So
bloody good bloody fight.
It's a bloody good fight scene.
Yes.
So we finally, she's torturing Joel Edgerton, and then she turns.
Yeah, she like hits him in the head with the peeler and thing. Then she kills and gets him. A knife, and then they struggle. And
they're fighting. Yeah. Then Edgerton breaks loose, yeah, and they're all.
And
fighting.
She ends up putting that knife right into the side of his head. Yeah. Eventually,
Edgerton's like, "Thanks."
Yeah, I was like, "I don't know."
It's a good kill, and then, like but he is too. Like in the like, corner, like,
yeah,
and she's crawling to him, and it's like. He is just in the. I mean, he is taken. I mean, he
yeah,
has
they're
been
all taken
swiped
out.
And stabbed. I mean, they're all. In
He's
a
been
path.
Stabbed in the yeah. gut, in the side. Oof. Like it's bad. And so she wakes up in a hospital, and she's kind of making her way. And then
she has a
comes,
visitor.
Yeah, here comes Jeremy Irons.
And this
who
never
I
never saw
expect
coming
at all. I thought it was the brother. I thought it was the uncle. Yeah. That's who I thought.
I mean,
it was
did
initially.
You suspect Jeremy Irons?
No, I was this. I was pretty okay. disengaged.
But I was
I
like,
trying to solve
so I'm
it.
Like, wait a minute, did the Russians find them? And right. now they're right. So I thought that, but no, they were in Budapest or wherever still.
And he gives his
and
story.
And Jeremy Irons gives a story, and
where
it's
he's just
like
my wife was sick. The only doctor that could help her was at the American embassy, and the Russians refused to let that doctor help her, and they killed
so
my wife.
He's got a vendetta against.
So
them
he says he's like, now you know. And you can either keep
no,
it
he,
to yourself.
No, he says like,
oh, what I want you to
I'm,
do is tell.
I'm going to die pretty soon, eventually, one way or another.
You tell them, and you will be a hero, and you can take yeah, my spot.
You are the perfect person to keep doing my work.
Right.
And so they leave it at that. They never really agree, but you're like, okay, so she's going to turn this guy in.
Right. So she turns him in.
Because otherwise the
like
Russians
a Russian
are going to kill them all. So she's, yeah. So Jeremy Irons, I mean, this is a really good scene where he's like getting drunk and smoking a cigar.
It's a good
he leaves
scene.
His door unlocked. Because
he knows it's coming.
It's really, yeah. So it's, I really liked the way yeah. that is. And they just leave it at that. Where they
And you just assume he's
that
dead.
That he's dead, right?
Right.
And then,
so then we find out that there's an exchange where the Americans will exchange Jennifer Lawrence for the mole.
Yeah.
And so they're, she's kind of talking. She's like, I really hope, like Joel Edgerton's walking her in the middle of this airfield. And she's like, I hope you understand one day what I had to do. And he was just like, fuck you. Like, you like shaved inches of skin off my back.
But no, but
like,
he also thinks that she, I mean, she compromised his,
right.
the person he cared about.
Absolutely.
So he is not happy with
no,
her.
No, like, not
she's
at
like,
all.
You gave him up. I don't know how you did it, but you.
But you did. Yeah. And that's fine.
And
like,
he's not happy.
Whatever.
And they were romantically involved and he really liked her, but he's like, no, you played me. And,
right.
And all that. And she's like, you'll understand.
I do
like
that they didn't both throw away their careers for the other person.
Yeah.
Like their careers yeah. were still intact. They were into each other, but they weren't willing to throw away their careers yeah. for the person. Or at least he wasn't. Like
yeah.
he wasn't
oh, yeah.
willing to throw away his career for her.
Right. It wasn't a cliche like that. I mean,
no,
they did
yeah.
what they had to do.
So
you know.
As they're walking, they're like, take the bag off of his head so we can confirm the identity. And they take the bag off. And it's the uncle.
It's not Mads Mikkelsen.
And I was just, not Mads Mikkelsen.
That's fine.
It's Mads Mikkelsen's brother.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh.
It's Mads Mikkelsen.
It's Mads Mikkelsen. Mads Mikkelsen is also Mads Mikkelsen.
Well,
he's always
Mads
a bad
Mikkelsen's
guy.
Amazing.
No, he
not
is.
Always.
When was he not a bad guy?
Rogue One.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, and Valhalla Rising.
He's not a
kind
bad guy.
Kind of an anti-hero.
Then?
I mean, he all is right. the hero of this.
Yeah, I guess that's yeah. true.
But kind of anti-hero because he is kind of like a bad guy.
That's a good movie, though.
But it doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
I was just thinking the same thing.
By the way, he is so good. He's
yeah,
one of my favorite actors.
If you
yeah.
haven't seen Hannibal.
I haven't.
Like, holy guacamole.
That whole season was like $30. I should have bought it, but I just
You
don't.
Need to, no, do it all. Because like, it's
what?
Great.
That's
the
what
whole,
I'm saying. I should have bought
oh,
it. To,
I thought you said season.
The whole, no, all the seasons were like $30.
Oh, that's a deal.
Total. So I was like, I should have on Blu-ray,
really
but there'll be a deal again.
So good. Yeah. How that show was on network TV.
Isn't that crazy?
I'll
I've heard
never understand.
I've never
like,
watched
it.
I've
is,
heard great things, but I never watched
it's
it.
It's an HBO show yeah. or Showtime show, yeah. and they do like premium cable stuff
yeah,
on that
it's
show.
Very
just,
violent,
like,
apparently.
It was a summer show, I guess.
I guess that's Nobody true.
So this is where we see every clue that's
it's,
been right in front
the,
of our face.
It's the Ocean's 11 like,
the
rewind.
Oh,
it is
Scooby-Doo.
A Scooby-Doo
they
thing,
literally
yeah.
pulled the thing off the guy's head to reveal him
yeah.
and then said how they did it.
Those crazy kids.
And he said, I wouldn't have gotten away with it. I
right.
would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for my
crazy,
crazy niece.
My crazy niece.
That's what they. Yeah.
So we go back and we see that.
And then she called him Mr. McGillicuddy. And I was like, that's.
Yeah.
That was weird. I don't remember that being his name.
So we go back and we see that there's a phone call to the pres like the I don't know who that guy was. They never say
he's
who that
like
guy
the
was.
Very head of the
this
Russian state whatever.
He's yeah. the head of the not KGB,
right? And he says we know who the mole is. So we
yeah,
go
this
back
is good,
and
yeah.
we see that like she took the cup that she used from Edgerton that she just yeah. took from Edgerton's place,
and their training teaches them to mark people for 3 weeks with
right.
this chemical.
Chemical,
and so Edgerton, they were tracking
she
with this stuff.
So you think she's marking him, Edgerton, to turn
to
on
screw
him,
yeah.
but she's been marking him to not screw
yeah.
him, basically.
Yeah. But she also did screw him.
Yes, sort of.
As it, she was trying.
Oh, no, she,
no, she
did.
No, she screwed yeah. him while
like
she
in the good way.
While right, you right, thought right. she was trying to screw
in
him, but she was
way.
Actually not screwing him. Right, so it's very right. confusing.
So his, there's a cup in her uncle's apartment with Edgerton's fingerprints all over it.
Yeah.
There's a bank account that has been set
up. Oh, so good. That Vienna bank account was set up in the uncle's name
right.
to frame him. I mean, and
with,
so...
With, the pot, with a $30,000 deposit from the U.S. government.
Yeah.
That she, so
everything
I did like
that the, leads, and he's been meeting with Edgerton, who they've been following. They know Edgerton. Is, they've known he is the CIA guy working with the mole.
Right.
We know that's the asset. Right. So like everything comes together so nicely here.
And then I do like
and
where
you see the meeting. With
even
the
partners are like, holy crap, they him.
Yeah.
And everybody's just... And even like I was just like they did,
wow.
like they totally screwed him.
Yeah,
they screwed him
and
so bad.
So you
bad.
See the scene where he goes to not KGB leader,
right?
And fearless leader. Can we call him fearless
leader?
So they go into who is fearless leader? He's I know that guy. He's been in stuff, right?
Oh, he's
I
mean, in all kinds
yeah,
of stuff.
He's,
yeah,
yeah, very known.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't think of the name, but so they show him going to the office, and they kind of say, "Oh, we got the mole," and he's like, "Oh, great,
who is
know?
It?"
Yeah, and so they go
he's
through
like,
all
oh,
these
by
clues.
The way.
And
he was just like, God dang it.
And he knew he just
like
knew.
It's my he's like, you know, it's my niece. My niece did this.
Yeah. And yeah. And so but it's weird because he also still does have this kind of respect. I feel like.
Right.
Even though he's being framed, he doesn't fight that much. And he tells her on the runway, says, you killed me. And she's like,
you killed me.
And she's like, I am just like you are,
yeah.
my uncle.
And then there's a sniper off in the distance and they blow the
yeah.
brother's brains out.
Yeah.
She becomes a hero and
she's decorated.
She's
so it's
decorated,
like a general
yeah.
or whatnot.
And that's kind of how it ends.
And so you know that she's, and again, this is based on
and
trilogy.
She, yeah.
So I don't know if this is exactly where the first ends. So maybe there's more about her
what
being
did this
on the
one
inside.
Make out of curiosity? Do we even know like what this one did for the weekend?
We can look it up.
Okay.
But I really like how they leave that though, because that's a really good setup.
Well, now you've got two moles. Because Jeremy Irons is still alive.
Well, I love that because we see and we find out obviously that it's not Jeremy Irons under the hood and the bag, and then we see at her decoration ceremony
he's
where
sitting
everyone,
in the front row.
That he's right there.
Gives
so
her
like,
a little
smirk. Yeah, they're both in there, which is really cool.
So this weekend, Death Wish
yes.
made $13.8 million. Red Sparrow made $17 million.
On a, does it say?
It doesn't
okay.
say.
I have
oh, wait,
a feeling
a,
they're both going to be pretty close.
On a $69 million budget. Death Wish was $30 million budget.
Oof.
And then the number one movie, of course.
Black Panther,
yeah. $65.7 million.
I was going to say Greatest Showman, but close.
No.
And Black Panther crossed the $500 million
domestic.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Insane.
Crazy pants. But yeah, like that's how it kind of ends. It does kind of leave it open.
That's
could,
a good. Now,
could,
that's a. A cliffhanger kind of thing. You know what I mean? That's,
he gives her like a week and a nod. Like you, yeah. I could see them maybe.
I liked how they put a bow on everything.
Yeah.
But also left it open for like more adventures.
But the sex stuff like really skeeved me out.
That's fair.
And I felt like they were trying to have it both ways of like, this is really bad and awful, but here's a Jennifer Lawrence butt naked.
Right.
I mean,
enjoy.
I didn't think it.
I did.
I didn't. Yeah. I mean, it was very uncomfortable and was supposed to be. And it was all this really like cold training. So I didn't think it was sexy, but still Jennifer Lawrence looks great. So like the situation isn't sexy, but
I think if they would have added in hand-to-hand combat, firearm training, things like that,
yeah.
along with the sex stuff,
right. made her
maybe
an agent.
I feel like if the movie made that a component of
right.
what they were doing,
right.
but like you never really got the feel that they were learning much of anything else.
Yeah. I'm guessing that. I didn't get to do the research, but I'm guessing in the books that these Red Sparrows are these sexual agents. I think that's probably, to me at least, it seems like that's all, that is their specialty, I should say.
I think that could be, yes. I've never read the books. I probably will.
Like, I don't think
honest,
in the books they go into their 50 lines of training. Like, I feel like this is what Red Sparrows are, and they're
yeah.
notorious for that. The CIA even knows, like, who they are. I mean...
I'm sure
this is their training.
Marvel's just like, so we don't put the sex stuff in?
Yeah. So I was thinking in this movie, because we always talk about like, oh, it's the Black Widow movie. I'm like, wow, Disney wouldn't have made this movie.
Nope,
that's for sure.
It'd been a completely different movie.
Different movie.
Yeah. But
I enjoyed it.
I liked it more than Death Wish.
Definitely liked it more than Death Wish.
Yeah, I was just icked out by it.
That's fair.
Yeah. And I get it. I just thought it was interesting. I've never seen any agents trained like this, and I thought the manipulation and the psychology behind it was fascinating, as crazy as it was, and I liked it that she kicked ass. I mean, she
beat up a bunch of dudes.
She beat that dude up and then totally humiliated him in front. I'm like, that's badass.
Well, she beat up the two in the the shower. She beat up the dude that tried to rape her. She killed that one guy, the skin scraper guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if they had incorporated more of a fight, you know, more of a spy aspect.
You want her to be more Bourne, you know, ass kicker agent, where she's, this was a psychological.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, that's what her agent was to, I mean, that her whole training was to get people to be the missing puzzle piece.
Right.
Everyone wants something, and you need to find out what it is and exploit them, right? And so I just thought the psychology was fascinating. You know, the scenes were uncomfortable, but that's exactly
felt like they really didn't go into the psychology. It was like, oh, find what's missing and then give it to them.
Well, but they never found what Joel Edgerton was missing. Like, that was the thing. It's like, she never found that out. She just
He was missing her.
Yeah, like, that's right. She just banged him.
But, like, they never
she wasn't really playing him. She did want to work with him.
But you never really saw any, like, lessons of, like, here's what to look for. So, like, it wasn't, like, it didn't really kind of walk you down that path. It was just like, this is what you need to do. But it didn't really give you any insight as to what you would look for or how you would
do it. I think once I got past the sex stuff, like, that awkward sex stuff, I liked it a lot.
Yeah. Once the training, the school is, like, the first maybe third or half, but like after that she's out of the school, so like you get past that stuff, and I like espionage spy.
I could see where it'd be skeezy enough to
and like I said, I felt like the movie was trying to have it both ways. Like I didn't feel like it just felt like this is awful, but they film it in a way that it's not awful. Yeah, right. It's just kind of like I don't know.
It was also kind of empowering though, because because this is a woman that is very comfortable. She's letting it all hang out there, and she's using her sexuality to manipulate and to be powerful, and you know, against these bad people. Like I think you could also see it as a way that like it's the female body, it's natural, and she's using it.
I think that's what they were
going for,
hoping to do, but it didn't work for me. So but
there it is.
I guess that's it for this episode. Mm-hmm. Let's go around the table and everybody can say where to find them.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at joybutts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at KevinRBrackett and on reviewstl.com.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. If you want to find the show online, want to chime in with your thoughts on Red Sparrow, please join us at facebook.com/RealSpoilers. While there, you can join the League of Show Sharers, and you will get even more stuff. Well, you'll get the same amount of stuff, but
you'll get some stuff.
Facebook will put it in front of you more. So we love the conversation. So
we do.
You don't have to wait a whole week for the next one. So that's it for this episode. I guess next week, what, A Wrinkle in Time?
Hurricane Heist.
That would probably be the one to do, honestly. I mean, I had to see that trailer. I saw it once. It's like they're trying to rob a bank during a hurricane or like an armored truck or something. And then the tagline, like the movie, the trailer ends where it's supposed to end and they show the credits, and then they go into another clip and they're like $600 million at 600 miles per hour. It is so awful.
It's pretty bad.
It's like Sharknado in the theater instead of on sci-fi.
It got released in a theater.
But not ironically.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
It's, I don't know what they're doing with that one, but that might be the one to tackle.
So when we figure it out, we'll let you know. So that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, Harriet makes a fake picture of sport dressed as a maid.
And afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.